our transportation systems, our water and sewer systems, our power and electric grid. All of those really suffer from delays in maintenance, from basically resting on the laurels of investments made by previous generations, and then not putting in the money to keep those systems in good shape. You don't think we're in a third world country, and then a bridge collapses. It's not that we were a little remiss in getting to the maintenance. We simply didn't do it, and it collapsed, and you know, people died, and the economy was interrupted. And so we're letting those systems go so far that we're getting really evident, you know, bright red flags being waved. And those are hugely important as sort of, you know, things that get people's attention to the issue. But then there are also the kind of sleeper issues of how much more we're paying by not doing the proper maintenance. You can save $9 for every dollar of maintenance you put in if you can just do the basic maintenance on a road or a bridge or on your water and sewer rather than having to replace the whole thing later. The analogy I like to make for people is you can fix a leak in your roof, or you can wait around until it's warping your floors, and then you've got to replace all the floors and fix the leak. So timely maintenance just saves tons of money, and in too many places we see that instead of fixing that leak in the roof, we're busy adding rooms to the house. And you got to wonder what the priorities are where you're adding more and more infrastructure while you're not taking proper care of the stuff that you've already got.